Welcome back. You're listening to Eye on the Outdoors award-winning radio show.
When darkness falls upon your heart and soul, I'll be the light that shines for you. When you forget how beautiful you are, I'll be there to
little Reba McEntire, I'll be for this Mother's Day weekend. We're back. This is your host, Ray I, on yet another beautiful Saturday morning. Here we are in our last segment again. Seems like we just did this, but it's now time for story time. Story time has become a very important part of our programming from the input I get from you, the listeners, each week from story times. And when I run into somebody in the public and you talk about the story times. So I decided to bring you a new story time this week, and even though the turkey show's radio programming is basically over, there's still turkey hunting all the way up through June around the country, so I couldn't help myself and do another turkey hunting story time. This week's story time is called The Secret of Turkey Hunting, and this was in my programs for a lot of years, especially my banquet programs, entertainment programs for large fundraisers when I was the guest speaker to entertain and get the folks in the mood for a good evening. And nothing works better with a large crowd than a lot of laughter. People get happy, are happy, and smile and laugh and have a good time. It's always a good evening. This story involves my little brother, Marty, and some of his customers, or clients, if you will. Marty has guided for his company he works for many years and would fly the customers in on a Learjet, and Marty, it was Marty's job to take them out for his company. And this is a little story about a lot of fun and a good time about turkey hunting. So here we go, boys and girls. Story time this week, The Secret of Turkey Hunting. Okay, boys and girls, it's story time with your Uncle Ray. Every year during Missouri spring turkey season, Brother Marty takes the pilgrimage down to the Ozarks to the big turkey camp where he'll stay for a month at a time, scouting, locating, setting up, and preparing for the hunt, because he works for a company that flies in major corporation, important customers, presidents of major companies, drop into the Ozarks on a Learjet to go turkey hunting. One year long ago, Brother Marty, myself, and several of the guides were waiting at the runway at a small town airport for a Learjet to arrive with this week's turkey hunters. Watching the jet turn and come in and land, we knew we had our work cut out for us for the week, because many of these hunters that come in that are presidents of major corporations have little, if any, turkey hunting experience. As the plane approaches and the door opens, our hunters emerge. We're going to be a busy week. We have 8 hunters to take care of, and the leader of this group and the president of a major corporation. We do the meet and greet and head toward the vehicles to load the Suburbans to go back to the lodge. When Bobby pauses and looks at Marty and he says, "You and your brother's been doing this a long time, and you guys have had great success all over the country in turkey hunting and always managed to get most of us a turkey here in these steep hills of the Ozark. So it's about time that you tell me what is the secret to turkey hunting. What is the one thing that works for you guys to make you successful so many times? You're holding out. You're not telling us what the secret is." Brother Marty says, "Bobby, there's not a secret. It's a lot of hard work. I've been down here scouting for 3 weeks for your hunt, locating turkeys, keeping pressure off of birds, learning the lay of the land, learn how to call and sound good, sound like a turkey, scouting observation from a distance, don't put pressure on turkeys, know where and when to set up, how to call to turkeys, how to locate turkeys. I could go on and on and on, Bobby. It's a combination of many things to be a successful turkey hunter or a successful turkey guide. There's not really a secret in turkey hunting. We get everybody put into the lodge and settled in, and nice dinner, a few drinks, a nice fire outside the fire pit. Me and Marty slip out, and the other guides go our different ways to roost the turkey. We're going to check the birds we've scouted and make sure that they're up in the tree and ready to go for the morning's hunt. Marty pulls into his place on the old road bed and parks, gets out, quietly walks down the logging road, waiting for turkeys to fly up. We went in. We didn't go in too early. We didn't want to run turkeys out of fields or out of the area. We wanted to wait till it was time for them to go up before we entered the area. Marty eases to his spot and listens for a minute. He hears a distant bird across the big holler and one down to the south, but nothing there. So he just stands and listens as it turns increasingly darker. And then he hears the wings of a turkey going up, and he gives out a quick hoot. Turkey rifles back a reply. Marty has to smile, knowing that Gobbler is up on the limb in the same tree that he had hoped would happen for Bobby's hunt. So Marty backs out slightly, makes a little circle, eases down on the bench just above the roost, and quietly moves the leaves away from the base of a tree. Gives a little parting shot with a turkey call. Bam! Gobbler's right back. Slips out down the road and knows exactly where he's taking Bobby in the morning. The next morning, turkey hunters are up having coffee, scurry of excitement in the lodge as everybody's preparing to go out on their turkey hunt. Everybody loads up, takes off, grabs their hunters, and away they go. Marty arrives at the location. He parks a little farther back. They get out of the truck, says, "I'll carry your gun. We'll load it when we get set up." And he says, "Just hold it for me while I grab my gear." And he tells Bobby, "We're going to go down this road and we're going to find a turkey. And we're going to get you a turkey this morning." Bobby's excited for the morning hunt. Marty says, "Here, hold my light and stand still. Now, before I get behind the seat of this truck, you have to swear to me, Bobby, secrecy, to never tell a soul what I'm about to bring out of this truck." Bobby looks puzzled, look on his face, says, "Okay." So Marty reaches behind the seat. He pulls out his folded-up blanket, takes it out of the hood and unwraps it. And in the blanket is a forked stick, about 21, 22 inches in length, and has the long portion comes down, and then it forks, and there's like two handles. And he has all the bark peeled off of it, a little bit of hunter orange for safety, and it's got like a varnish on it. And Bobby goes, "What in the world is that?" Marty says, "I told you. I have to swear you to secrecy. You can't tell anybody you even saw this, but I really want to get you a turkey. This, Bobby, is the secret of turkey hunting." Bobby's like, "Get out of here." Marty says, "Now listen carefully. I'm going to carry your shells. You're going to have to carry your gun because I'm going to have to work this." Bobby says, "What is that?" "Bobby, this is a turkey witch. I'm going to put this side of the stick in this hand, this side of the stick in this hand, and the long portion out, and I'm going to work this road, this logging road, and we're going to locate a turkey with this turkey witch." Bobby's like, "Get out of here. Get in behind me, Bobby, and be quiet. It's breaking light." Down the road they go. Marty's working the stick up and down, twitching it every which way, going from left to right real slow. He eases down the road. He gets just about down there where he had roosted that old gobbler, and he takes that stick, and he goes, "Whoa," and he's shaking it real hard, and he's pointing toward that roost. And he arches his back, and he's trying to hang onto the stick as it's about to jump out of his hand. Marty says, "Bobby, he's right there. We got to sit down." Bobby goes, "Get out of here." Marty says, "Hang on, listen." Marty goes, "Ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh." Boom. Bobby goes, "Cool." So he takes Bobby, slides him down there in the setup he made the evening before, slides his gun up, puts the bullets in the gun quietly, calls the turkey off the roost. Turkey comes in. Bobby shoots once. Bobby shoots twice. Bobby shoots three times. Marty's got to run the turkey down the hill and kill him with a stick. But Bobby got his first turkey. Now, I'm out with my hunt. We had a close call, but didn't quite close the deal. But when I come back to the lodge, as I come in the door, there's an office on the left-hand side, and there's Bobby on the telephone at the desk talking to his wife. He says, "Honey, you're not going to believe this. I shot a real gun today, and I got a turkey." So I start down the hall toward the big dining area. The laughter is deafening. I get around the corner, and there's everybody at the table. Marty, the other guides, the other hunters from the company. Most of them have tears in their eyes. They're laughing uncontrollably. I said, "What in the world is going on in here?" And nobody could talk. And finally, Bobby's friend looked up at me with tears in his eyes and says, "Your brother just sold Bobby a stick for $350. And that's story time this week with your Uncle Ray. All right, boys and girls, we've had a great Saturday morning and appreciate you scooting in close to that campfire. And we'll see you next week right here on Eye in the Outdoors.
Thanks for joining us, and always be a positive role model for hunting, gun ownership, and conservation. We'll see you next time around the campfire. Be safe out there in the woods and on the water. Say goodbye, Peanut.
Defend her still today, 'cause you're made.